The Chazanish tries to explain a little bit in the Sefer Emunah VeBitachon, what is the Mahalach of Bitachon? Chazanish has his rich lashon, and the Chazanish starts and he says, people think that the Baal Bitachon has to think that everything will be givaldi. The worst thing is coming, it'll be the best. For sure it'll be the best. It doesn't have a suffix. For sure the best will happen. See, the Chazanish is not bitachon. Maybe a Novi could tell you, he says, Tos noishemes nis'azrecho b'leiv rabim, a mistake that already people think that bitachon it means what we call that big choshev and midah bitachon, that if a person is standing in front of two things, bad or good, he has bitachon, the good will happen to him. Says, maybe if a Navi will tell him, he has to believe that a good will happen to him. If bad or good are in front of you, there's no reason to believe that good will happen to you more from bad. Mm-hmm. Says, people think, no, if you don't think that the good is going to happen to you, du bist nicht kein Baal Bitachon. Tos nish enes. Ki kshiyama da otom lifnei osi bilti mucha, a person will stand in front of a thing that is not Mukhra, and he has two ways. Achas toivo velo yashniyo. Chazlish, no. Not to say lo dovora. Achas toivo velo yashniyo. Not to say achas toivo v'achas ro. Ki betach iye toiv. V'im stapek v'choishes chash v'sholem. And if he's nervous, maybe something bad will come to him. Hu michoyser ha-bitochem. Ha-hotish ken bitochem. This is what people think. V'ein ho-iroe zu nechoyno be-bitochem. Zog the Chazlish. This is not bitochem. And the Chazanish starts to explain, I know Bitochon, we said it's a very hard avoida. The Chazanish gives the first example. And I want to give you the first mashal how the Chazanish gives you the Pesach to work on Bitochon. Chazanish gives the example, and I will try to take it down mamish to bechush, to, you know, to our feelings. It says a person is standing in front of two things that could happen to him. Bad or good. Two things could happen to him, bad or good. So he said, the mistake things, bitachon, for sure something good will happen to me. No suffix, for sure something good will happen. Think the Chazanish, a person doesn't have to think like that. For sure good will happen. So what? Like the Chazanish has said. If a person meets a zach, that miteva ha'olam could be that something bad will happen to him. Could be something good will happen to him, something good bad will happen to him. He's starting to get nervous. Maybe something bad will happen to him, right? He sees a big storm is coming. Could be it will hit him, could be it will not hit him. 50-50. He's getting nervous now. There's a bad king. Could be the king will decide to kill him, could be not. It's 50-50. The Baal Bitochon knows that the one that decides if the king will decide to kill him or not is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill him, so even if it's 90% that it doesn't have to happen, it will happen. And even if it's 90% that it has to happen, it will not happen. So why is more nervous now? I'll explain. So Chazanish says like this. A person is walking and he sees a guy with a gun. I'm not sure. Some guy don't kill you. Not sure. He's nervous. If you have to die tonight, the guy will climb in the window and kill you anyway, Hashem says. And if you don't have to die, he will not kill you. So why are you nervous now? So what you will answer me, and I'm learning with some of the Bitochon, so you told me, no. But the chances that when a ganav is near to kill him are bigger. So I'm nervous. So I want to mafshit it. Also, some people are scared from dogs. Yeah, but that class, 70% of the people are scared from dogs. The people that are scared from dogs. I'll just start with the people that are scared from dogs. It'll be easy for them to understand. When you walk near a dog, you're scared? Yeah. Why are you scared? Maybe the dog will bite you. Zag the Chazanish, there's no reason that the dog will bite you Manushach. It's the same reason that the dog will climb up the steps here now and find someone to bite him. If Hashem wants the dog to bite you, when you're walking in the street and there's no one is there, a dog will jump over a gate and will bite you. And if Hashem doesn't want that the dog will bite you, He will not bite you when you're standing near the dog. I want to explain. So the guy said, no, but the chances, I'm called to the sakana. You're not called to the sakana. I will explain. How many people in the world were bitten by a dog that you know? Not only that, if you stand in your window of your house and you see a person walking in the street near a dog, you have a chance that the dog will bite him? Not at all. Mask him or not? You don't have a chance that the dog will bite him. So why are you nervous when a dog is near you? If you're about bitochen, doesn't be chazan. If you're about bitochen, there's no way to be scared from the dog. I'm asking that it could be it's a tevadika scare, but this you could work on. I'll take the easiest scare. Walking 1 o'clock by night in the street, not dangerous. I'm not saying now the vow to do it. We'll see. I don't know the dangerous neighborhoods. I don't know exactly where you're allowed to go. We're allowed, but I'm saying in some streets that it's not so gishmak to go 1 o'clock by night. But I speak of that kind of streets that when you hear your friend that is not scared goes, you don't call him when he gets home to see if he was killed. You don't like to go yourself by night. Yeah, nishta ze gishmak. But you never have a tzad if your father goes chas v'sholom, maybe he was killed. You don't try to convince him, please don't go. Yeah. Some people are scared. Please don't go. Yeah, if friend goes, you don't have a tzad that he was killed. How many people? I think a lot of people go on that street. I don't know what street we're speaking about. I think every night, hundreds of people go. Who was killed last week? No. Who was killed last month? No. Last year? No. Going in the Arab places. I'm not saying not to go. Not. Who was the last time that a person was stabbed there? Maybe last week. But chutz from there. Yeah, chutz from there. When a person was not. Meaning to say that the chances are not higher. I'm speaking of the lower madrega. When the chances are not, and if it's not negia to you, you don't think that really it's dangerous. You don't think really that a person will not survive. Maybe. If Hashem wants you to be stabbed, no, there's no reason the Arabs don't stab everyone that passes through. You say, I'm not going in all the nice way, right? Lamazogan, to walk, what they did in the old days, the Rada, you know, to walk yourself, most of the days, Shaita Ma'alach Yichidi Balayla Bisakvot, so a person walks himself in Bisakvot in the middle of the night, yeah? Every night there's people there. When everyone comes back normal, they don't meet no one. But you yourself, a pachat chodim. This is not a real pachat. Dr. Chazanish, this is the first level to catch bitoch. This Chazanish starts with the avodah bitoch. If something has to happen to you, it could happen to you even if you were not here. And if it doesn't have to happen, there's no reason, but the Razay. Kasher Odom Nifkash, Bemikri Asher Lifi Noeg Sheba Oilom, Sofri Sakona Midarke Ateva. So Midarke Ateva, Lifchoit. Ve'yarpeyu Milizkor, it will make him weak from memory, She'ein ha-mikre adoini alonu. The mikre is not a reason. She'ein ma'atzor mila Hashem lo ishiya. There's no reason that Hashem cannot save us. And the mesoidivim, he could change the mesoidivim. He says, ve'ha'avlogi b'shoa kosho azu. I'm speaking first on the 50-50. A person that in that 50-50 matzor manages to win himself and to believe that it's Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu, ולהשריז בקרבו יש האמס, to believe. כי אין לפונוב שום פגע רע מיד המקרה. Nothing happens because the massive. I'm not speaking it in a massive, a sot mekatari בשעה סקונה. I'm taking you, dog near you, it's not called a sot mekatari בשעה סקונה. והוא ראה, and when you see a person going near the dog, you're not looking maybe in the end he's bitten. And I'm sure everyone could promise that Mishpama today no one was bitten in the country. Even the thousands of people passing the dogs. Right? How could we eat toy ben toy lera? Asher shoyresh emunosoi. Inyan ze nikro midas habitoch. Inyan ze nikro midas habitoch. So I agree, I'm not saying so. A person will say, it's okay. it's chaval, the whole vitamin is chaval, because I could promise you if I go out, I'll see a dog, I'll run to the other side. Yeah, so what I'm working on. The truth is, it's not the truth. Like, this is a problem. I'm also scared from dogs. It's like damnedest. I'm working on it. I'm working on it not because I want not to be scared from dogs. It bothers me because it's felt in bitoch. It's felt in bitoch. But I'm asking that as it could be as a tevadik culture. It's bavus that the bali musar agdoilim would go. I'm not saying Chas B'Shalom to start to do that. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's breast of dogs. But I'm saying the bala musar agdoilim, it's bavus, they would go to the besakvoris by night to break the mit, to mashrish the midas abitoch. Not to do dangerous things that really have a danger. And again, a person has gone to these places because he's anyway not scared and he thinks it's chvez, it's holy. I'm repish of them. Meret, and a person takes a place that he's scared. He's scared. Lamazalim, he's scared by night to walk in the street here. Lamazalim. The street here, a place, you know, a little bit on the side. I'm not saying not to do it. The Chumash, you know, Etzachom, doing strange things, a place in Shulchan Zayin. But be a Seder, I know that the Balei Amusar HaGdoilim, this was the level to start the Bitoch. There's no reason in the world that you're scared. And again, the Chochmah is not to stand there to bite your teeth, to wait for an hour and to run back. The Chochmah is to manage to stand and not to be scared. Not to pass in a couple of dogs, you know, oh, I made a half an hour near a door, I can go back to this Nefesh. To win it. Zog de Chazanish, Zehu Midas Abitoch. Now I'm speaking on the lowest level. Meaning to say, that there's no real scared, and there's no reason really to think. Now the Chazanish explains, that the first match, when a person matches Bitochim, you try to go to the Oimek HaDvorim, the Dvorim HaMukim, is when there's a reason for good and bad in front of you. The Bitochim is not telling you now, what we said later, that everything is from Hashem, like we started, and even if bad happens to me, so in Gan Eden I'll be in Chveis Nisha, I'll get a million. This is, you know, the top of the Bitochim. We're going now, we're starting to build it. If it'll be bad, I'll be very sad, I'll cry. I'll cry. Suffering is terrible. It's from Hashem, but it's suffering. I suppose that suffering is also good, but this is maybe higher Madrigas. Suffering is bad. But I suffer if Hashem wants me to suffer. And if He doesn't want me, so we're not, we ask Him, so what is the status? I will not look for a chavrusa. If Hashem wants, I will suffer. If Hashem doesn't want, I will not suffer. So, Zayt HaChazanish, the first time is you have two things in front of you in life. As nothing what you could do the life. No status. And you're starting to get nervous. Says there's no reason to get nervous. So I want to skip a little bit, a second. The Chazon Ish wants us to get to a level that we're sitting Chas V'Shalom in a camp. And the Nazi is coming now. And we're putting on tefillin. We did a sukkah like we said last week. I did a small little sukkah. I made a sukkah. He will chat me or he will not chat me? He will chat me or he will not chat me? The chance that he will chat me and he will not chat me are the same. Even in a case that B'derech HaTeva has 80% that is bad and 20% that is good. I'll explain it in a second, why we have to think like that. Abu Chazni says, start lower. Start with, it stays 50%. So it means that the Teva was not mekarev you to think that something bad is happening to you. Bitochem says, nothing happens without Hashem. If nothing happens without Hashem, so you could say when it's 80% bad, it means Hashem put me already in a punishment. I need a mess. A person has in the machach has a shalom that the doctor says there is no hope. So we have to come to higher madrigas and bitochel, we'll get to them to believe that could be okay. But the Chazon Ish says before that madrigas, 50% yes, 50% not. I'll give you an example that a bachur wants to get into the door. And he goes to Rabban to ask to get into the door. And if he, his cheshbon is 50% Rabban could say yes, 50% Rabban could say no. Zog de Chazon Ish, the shaita will think bitochen, the Rabban will tell me yes. Bitochen. This is Ashaytas in Chazmish, in the first level. So why? You're a Navi, but everything has to be good. We said the second level is no. Even if you say bad, it means good for me. So the Chazmish, leave that. I'm going to the first Bitachon. If Hashem wants, he will say yes, even if my father and my uncle, you know, gave five buildings to the mayor, and they did this and they did that, he could say yes. Even if not, he could say yes. And he could say no, even if all of these things won't be happening. The reason that I don't have a pull to here, to pull to here, doesn't make a difference. Hashem decides what will happen to me. So for sure, Abachot is a very bad boy. And he has 80% that he would not give in. This would be the second level to believe that Lemaise, what the Baal decides, Hashem decides for him what to decide. So even if it's 80% that it's bad, Hashem will decide. Is chances, not that Hashem will decide that it's good. But if Hashem wants me, the Moshe, Hashem wants me to get a bed, so even the 10 boys want to say bad things on me, it's not a reason that Rabban will decide no. Hashem decides. Not for sure he will say yes. But if it's no, so even if these people will not go, Hashem will find a different reason that he will not. I will not look good in his eyes. He will stand not like me. He will be angry in that day. He'll be sick in that day. For sure. Could be that these people went. This is one of the ways that Hashem got it for no. For sure it could be that the reason he decided no, because these 10 guys spoke against me. But I don't have to think that because of that is the reason that he will say no. If Hashem wanted him to say no, he would not like my nose. And if Hashem wants, yeah, he will think I have it every day in Yeshiva. And I see it, you see it b'chush. You see it b'chush. Zot the Chazanish, why is this Chazanish so important? Zot the Chazanish, the reason people start in Bitochen in the wrong way, and they never get to Bitochen. Zot the Chazanish, a person, and every person I think could take to himself this kind of Bitochen and to measure himself. If you start in the higher Madregis of Bitochen, you get patches the whole time. No, something is going to happen, I'll be Givaldi. No, Givaldi. Not Givaldi. Oh, but the Teretz is again. My Chavrusa will drop me even if I'll be there every day. I deserve to be dropped if I miss. But he will drop me because his Rabbein will tell him that I'm not long enough for him. His Rabbein will tell him that I was a Nochot Bochum and that Yeshiva came, that he has to do a Chesed. Someone else will convince him. So he decided because of a different reason. I don't have to feel again. Is that the Chazanish, the person who has to be talking? Nothing is pressuring him. For sure, everyone wants to be good. Everyone wants to have a lot of money. Everyone wants to have a good life. And not every time it happens. The reasons will not change Dr. Chazanish. The facts that you see in front of you don't make it closer or far from what has to happen. Because I believe if it has to happen, it will happen anyway. So you're right. Sometimes, but it looks already that Hashem decided. This is when it's 80% bad. So a person is not strong enough to be talking yet, but it looks. That's why it looks. For Hashem, 20% and 80% is the same thing. For sure, most people, we go basaroid, yeah? Because this writes in the tshuva, most people that are in the Holocaust, maybe we could be matter than Melshim if we don't know the husband came back, because it's a roid that they were killed. But again, everyone knows, read stories of people that were saved in the Holocaust. You know, the people that decide to be saved, every time the story goes, every time they're saved. Yeah, every time, it just skips them. Every time it skips them. If he wants, Hashem every time could help. The bad reason that it's coming close doesn't make it Hashem shorter. Hayad Hashem tiktzor zakta chazanish. We think it's harder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not hard. It's not a bit harder for him to save me in this matter from that matter. We see it the whole time. Chazanish finishes. Umimidas ha-bitochoy, how it works, he says, Shemay midal atzmoy, that even on the tzad that it's bad, it's because Hashem decided that it will be bad. And it didn't happen in a mistake. So, if I can't, if a person on Amazon gets $1 million, oh, Hashem sent me $1 million. Hashem sent you the patch. So, oh, it's coming. Send it. I run away, it's also coming. is the Chiyuv Hishtadlus. We're speaking now when the Chiyuv Hishtadlus is not in front of you. You're in this house and you have to go to the other house. You have to go tonight. Take the easy case is to work on it. Emma said, you finished to eat somewhere, it became late, you can't sleep there, you have to go to the other house. Okay, you could ask five people to walk you. There's no one to walk you. Could be you could run. But you're running. Lama Zagan, this is the amount that you have to run. Ishtadlus. But you don't have to be scared. It doesn't have to turn your head back when you're running. Lama Zagan, the Ishtadlus is Mechayev to run. I'm saying, start to work in the easier Madrege. What are you nervous about? If the Shekhet has to hit you, with five people walking, 20 shkatsim will come around you. With running 10 times, the guy will meet you in the alley, in the corner, and will get you. And if he doesn't have to, he will not be there tonight. It's hard. Abazak b'chazanish, this is the case to work on B'tochen. This, when Abazak b'chazanish, this is safer, it's called Emunah b'tochen. Zog de chaznish ve'la'omu emunah ve'bitochen achasi. The way I'm saying bitochen now, zog de chaznish, this is the tchilas of bitochen, chaznish goes weiter. But zog de chaznish emunah ve'bitochen achasi. The klore emunah, this is bitochen. This is bitochen. Chaznish says, Ma kal l'shagir b'piv u'b'svosof es habitochen. To speak habitochen, it's very easy. Shikshla'aloche v'loy l'maise, chake mis'aneg al dvorim dimyoines mazirim, mesamchim, kumate es atzmoy, that he's from midas habitochen. And the only thing that it helps in the meantime, like the Chaznish, is to have nice pink dreams. Chaloyim is neimim ala osid akomus. Who knows what is coming on? How a person knows if he got a pips of bitochem? Bezois ipochem ipi velivay shavim. Veloy rak sheyodea letzavtzav bitochem bitochem. Kashenifgash bemikre adeirish bitochem. He bumps into a case that you need bitochem. He has bitochen or he doesn't have bitochen. So it's very scary, and I know you're right that it's kind of scary that people have inside them that could be, this could some mumchim say, that it's even a bit, you know, nishnormal, that, you know, everyone develops a kind of scary to something, yeah? Like a person is scared from, some people are scared from bugs, yeah? That's not mentioned as a chid is scared from bugs, they run away from bugs, yeah? No, that's not much. But that's also mentioned. So, there, you could say it's not much to skip what the bug could do to them, yeah? They run away. What if you if they would think the bug can do nothing, yeah? So, it's not for someone to be talking, yeah? It's not, it's mishugas. So, some of the skirs from dogs, from different zachim, could be also, not every time, a skir betucho lebitoch. Like, these people are scared from bugs, and if they think so, the bug will touch them, and then what? But they know the bug can't eat them, yeah? You ask them, bug eats or bug doesn't eat, yeah? They know bug doesn't eat. They know no one in the world happened to themselves from a bug, yeah? But they run away when they see a bug. So some people, I'm just mechazik ourselves, some people, the scariness from dog, from night, from all different zafim, have happens to do with that. So it doesn't mean that if the first minute you measured yourself and you failed, it means that you're talking not about the person. But the tchilas ha'atzloche, and every person, the Chaznish says, could take himself. I'll give you an example. A bocher is late for lunch, for a good reason. Now, Baruch Hashem, he's sitting at a normal table, yeah? That there, for six portions, for six people. My father told me, once, he was a bacher in Israel, and he was a bacher in Baltimore. They had six normal bachers that sat on the table. And it was a special dessert. A special dessert. And they came with only five. All the finished, six people finished to eat, and five desserts were left on the table. Because everyone said, maybe mine is missing, I'll not take, I'll let everyone else eat. So when they finished to eat, everyone got up, and they saw that five desserts were left on the table. This is the way the Torah has to behave. Not the one of six people, and you know, six people come, and only five have what to eat, yeah? But a lot of times a person said, it's not a bazundo. You come, you missed your meal. For different reason, you come 10 minutes late. Yeah? And it's a swagger to say that the table people would think that today you're not coming. Because you miss Seder. And it's a swagger to say that there will no lunch. You know, you don't miss. And you're thinking yourself, and you're manage nervous, if I'll miss, so I have to buy, and this doesn't fit in my budget. You know, all your cheshbonos. I said, what are you nervous? Imagine, why are you nervous? Other they did it, other they didn't do it. If they did it or they didn't do it, it's telling the Kiddush Baruch. If you will decide that you not have lunch today, so even if they will not do it, someone will come today and take away its extra. The guy will come sometimes. The guys in the past, by the way, they help themselves. And if they had to, so why are you nervous? If you're nervous, like the Chazon Ish, you believe that things could happen to you not from Hashem. I'm not saying again, you have people that every time they take away from you, this is already the higher madrega we're speaking, on bikach. To believe that even if I was sitting at a different table, everyone will take away from you. So this is what is the standard, to move a table, not. But I think to start to work on cases that are 50-50. 50-50. You have to go somewhere. Maybe I missed my ride. Maybe I didn't miss. Maybe I missed my ride. There's nothing that you can do anymore. So why are you nervous? Why are you nervous? Who is it you talking? Not to be a tzad that the other tzad will be very sad. And not to be sure that Hashem doesn't want it to be sad to you. But to work on that Hashem is the one that is doing. And when I see something is happening, when there's no shaykh for the ishtadlis, I don't have a pachat. Person, I'm not scared of the dog. I know there's no reason in the world that because the dog is near me, he will bite me. Stack him up. And I think maybe I will misbehave and he will decide to hurt. Why? Why do you think like that? No one else misbehaves near the dog. But he will smother. I'm scared. You know, all this imyaynas. If Hashem will want, he will do it. If not, he will not do it. Like the Chazon Ish, this is the first haschala. And he said, if a person happens to him and he sees that he's not managing, he's not holding in bitachon.